USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The House has passed the debt ceiling bill that would suspend the nation's debt ceiling for 2 years. The final vote was 314 to 117. Lawmakers voted on the measure late last night as a deadline to avoid a potential default is just days away. It still needs to pass the Senate. That chamber of Congress did get the bill late last night with a possible vote for today. In a static House Speaker McCarthy after the vote.
This is fabulous. This is one of the best nights I've ever been here. I thought it would be hard. I thought it'd be almost impossible.
An opposing viewpoint from independent Bernie Sanders.
I cannot in good conscience vote for a bill that takes vital nutrition assistance away from women, infants, children, and seniors while refusing to ask billionaires to stop paying their fair share of taxes.
The Justice Department says it has an audio recording of presidential candidate Donald Trump talking about a classified Pentagon document taken from the White House. CNN is reporting the document contained information of a potential attack on Iran. Trump said the document came from General Mark Milley, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Former New Jersey GOP Governor Chris Christie will reportedly launch his 2024 presidential campaign next Tuesday.
Axios first reported the news that the former ally and now Republican critic of former President Trump would make his announcement at a town hall at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. Former President Mike Pence is expected to announce his candidacy next week as well. They would join a growing Republican field that includes former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley. I'm Skip Kelly.
NASA held its first public meeting on UFOs yesterday, a year after launching a study into unexplained sightings, and insisted it's not hiding anything. The meeting was held at NASA headquarters in Washington, with the public taking part remotely. This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
A new Pfizer RSV vaccine has been released to a highly critical America. The shot won FDA approval, and a new study finds a 14 percentage point drop in vaccine confidence since the COVID pandemic. Vaccine makers are confronting a post-COVID problem. New shots are combating a wider range of diseases, but people are more skeptical of taking them than ever. Another state is sending National Guard troops to the Texas border with Mexico. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin announced yesterday he is deploying 100 troops to the border following a briefing from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Youngkin is the latest Republican governor to send National Guard soldiers to the border, joining states including Florida and Tennessee. Youngkin said Texas is facing intense resource demands at the border, and Virginia will do its part to help. When the NBA Finals kick off tonight, with every three-pointer, a lot of you may be getting some free food.
Mexican fast food chain Chipotle says every time a player makes a three-pointer, they will give away 300 free meals. Chipotle will tweet from its Chipotle Tweets Twitter account every time a player makes the shot, and the first 300 people to text that message to its number will receive a promo code for free food from the restaurant. I'm John Schaefer.
Moonshine, once a fiery and illegal homemade liquor, has now gone legit as America celebrates National Moonshine Day today. Lance Pry, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.